It's All Things Considered on WNYC. The attorneys in the Bridgegate trial are making their closing arguments to the jury. They started today and will continue on Monday. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein spent the day in federal court, and she joins us now from Newark. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Jamie.
So the jury heard from the prosecution and from Bill Baroni's defense attorney today. Let's start with the prosecution. Of course, they have the burden of proof here. How'd they do?
Pretty effectively wove together a narrative, lining up the story chronologically to suggest that the defendants, Bridget Kelly, Christie's former deputy chief of staff, and Bill Baroni, the former deputy executive director of the Port Authority, that they understood the game that they were playing. They understood the mayor of Fort Lee was on the outs and to be punished. Prosecutor Lee Cortez pointedly said whether or not they were as high as other officials in the Christie administration, they were key, high-ranking officials with power, access, and influence. And they made a particularly strong argument with respect to the code radio silence. All of the people involved knew that this had been used to regarding Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop previously, to ice him out because he hadn't endorsed Chris Christie. Prosecution said that it was applied to Mayor Sokolich of Fort Lee, and that they all knew what that meant, too.
And both defendants, of course, downplayed their role in the scheme, testifying that they thought this was a traffic study and that they weren't the people with actual power. How did the prosecutor deal with that?
So Bill Baroni said that he was told by David Wildstein, the mastermind of the plot, the prosecution star witness who's pleaded guilty. Baroni says he was told by David Wildstein that if he responded to the pleas of the mayor of Fort Lee about traffic and emergency vehicles and school children not getting through, that Bill Baroni was told, don't respond because it'll mess up the study. The prosecution said no way, that he used four excuses, that it was a traffic safety study at one point, that it was important to Trenton, that it was unfair at one point, that Fort Lee got all those lanes, and then what he said in court, which is that if he called back, he would skew the data. Their answer to Bridget Kelly was, she said, look, I told the governor, I discussed it, I was ordered by my superiors to let the Port Authority handle things. So she says then her story looks different, but the prosecution said, no, just look at her emails, understand them, what they plainly mean. When she says traffic problem, she means punishment. When she said about hearing that children got stuck in traffic, is it wrong that I am smiling? That meant that she was joking about the effects of their scheme.
Hmm. Are there any weaknesses in the prosecution's case?
Yeah, a big one. So David Wildstein, they admit David Wildstein was the architect. And it really creates sympathy for the other defendants because we've heard so much testimony about what an unpleasant individual Wildstein was, how he would play dirty tricks, he would get people fired, and he would otherwise torment people. And the prosecution also really didn't take on this was something that was ordered up by the higher-ups, by Chris Christie and his top aides, that this had no personal benefit for Bill Baroni or Bridget Kelly. They didn't take that on in their closing.
The jury also heard today from Bill Baroni's defense attorney, who presented closing argument. How did he do?
Right. So this is the longest day we've heard in court yet. And he argued essentially for about half of his time that their whole case depends on David Wildstein and that Wildstein cannot be trusted. And he went through the litany of witnesses, not just Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni, but, Pat Foy, the current head of the Port Authority, said David Wildstein was mistrusted by hundreds, if not thousands, of employees at the Port Authority. They talked about the dozens of meetings that Wildstein had to have with the prosecution to prepare his testimony. And they were saying, look, Bill Baroni relied on David Wildstein, and that's why he made the calls that he did. And then they sort of made a kind of elegant twist. They said, the prosecution is now asking you, the jury, to rely on David Wildstein. Don't do it. Look at the trouble Bill Baroni got into when he listened to David Wildstein.
And what's coming up Monday?
So on Monday, we will hear from Bridget Kelly. That should be very interesting about the sort of entire story of her defense. The prosecution gets to rebut They get the final licks, as the defense said today, and then the case goes to the jury, and they will have to decide guilty or not guilty on these 9 counts that the prosecution has put before them.
All right, and our team will be there. Thank you so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
That's WNYC's Andrea Bernstein.